Alrighty, and welcome back to the Mother Daughter Disney Podcast. My name is Amanda. I'm here with my very beautiful mother.
Hi, I'm Jeanette.
And I am so excited because this is our celebrating our 1 year of podcast.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, this is our 52nd podcast, which means 52 weeks we've been doing podcasts. So yeah, so 1 year is so wild that we've been doing these podcasts for a full year now. So yeah, so today we're kind of just going to go over some fun stats I think would be fun. Just, I guess, also some introductions since there's a lot of new people who are now listening to the podcast who may have not listened to like that first introduction podcast that we did way back when. But yeah, so for introductions, we started this podcast just for our love of Disney, like anyone else who's starting a Disney podcast. I had been wanting to do a Disney podcast for years and years now. I've been telling my mom we should do the Mother-Daughter Disney podcast. Yes. And she didn't want to do it. She was like, no, I hate the sound of my voice.
Yes, I don't listen to them. Just so you know, I do them, but I don't listen to them.
I know, she's like, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. And I said, no, I think it's going to be great. And so finally, when I ran my first Disney Princess Half Marathon in the parks in 2023, I convinced her in that trip that we should do the podcast. So literally then I came home, I bought all the stuff, I like very crash course how to do a podcast basically, and then here we are. So from other, like, I guess more personal things, we never talk really about our personal lives obviously on the podcast, but I live in the greater area of Philadelphia. And mom, where do you live?
I live down at the shore.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to edit that out. So you shouldn't say exactly where you live. So
edit that out. Okay, ask me again.
It's not good for safety.
Okay, ask me again.
All right, mom, where do you live?
I live in What do I say? Down at the shore in New Jersey?
My mom lives at the Jersey Shore in New Jersey. Okay. I have to cut it out because now you're listening to this, but my mom kept saying the exact town that she lives in. But for safety purposes, I'm not going to put the exact town that she lives in because Philadelphia is such a big city that it's easy to say.
I live on the Jersey Shore
of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's where we live. We kind of lived up here on the East Coast our whole life. So we do fly down or drive down to Florida depending upon what we're doing and when we're going to be down there. Yeah, I know, right? My mom has driven down a couple times. I've only driven down once. I think we should do a podcast episode on like traveling to Florida if you don't like live in Florida, like the different options that there are.
Oh yeah.
But and like maybe just giving your ideas on driving down, because there were some people who commented on the podcast that they said they were interested in hearing you talk about driving down to Florida, since a lot of people
it a couple of times recently. So maybe one of those new
Are a handful of people who listen who do live up kind of in like the upper East Coast.
It does help too, because when I was looking to see where to stay, what to do, like, where the food is, where they I'll tell those stories when we get to it, but some of them are fun.
Sure. So that's going to be an upcoming podcast for sure. So yes. I think that would be great.
Okay.
Also, just for some more fun facts, I work in marketing, which is kind of ironic since I don't do a lot of marketing for this podcast. I know I should be doing more. Mm-hmm. But I work for marketing at a fire and security alarm company. And again, I should probably be doing more marketing for this podcast, but you only have the capacity for so much in your life. So here we are. All right. So let's go back to what our first podcast was. Our first podcast aired on March 27th, 2023. And we had ranked our top Disney restaurants in that podcast. So I have them listed right here of what we talked about. Mom, do you remember what your number one restaurant was?
It probably was Marimoto Asia.
It was Marimoto Asia, yes. Mm-hmm. So yours was Marimoto Asia and my number one was Tutu Italia. Mm-hmm. So when I had ranked, I kind of want to redo this podcast episode because I had kind of ranked it picking one restaurant from each park because I kind of wanted to be all inclusive on that episode of talking about all different types of restaurants. But if I really was going to pick my genuine top five, it would be different than the top five I talked about. But Tutu Italia probably is my number one restaurant regardless. Like even if I was just going to rank them, like Tutu Italia probably will still be number one. What do you think your number two was?
Number two. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Well, maybe what do you think your top five in general would have been?
I'm trying to think back now. Now you put me on the spot because I have to think about these things.
Well, I didn't tell her what I was going to do for this podcast.
I have to think sometimes because sometimes when you say, okay, well, what about this? And you say to myself, I have been to Disney so many times. Why do I not know this?
I will say when I was trying to do it myself, I'm like, what did I pick for my top five? I got two right and I did not.
I would think Steakhouse 71 is in there somewhere.
It's not.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't talk about that. Neither of us talked about Steakhouse
Asia. I love House of Blues.
House of Blues is one.
Yes.
House of Blues is your number five.
Marimoto Asia.
And I will say too, you kind of cheated.
Il Molino's.
Yeah, you had Il Molino's is number two.
Okay.
You had two for your number four for some reason.
Oh, okay. I had them equally rated. Okay.
Yeah, you had two for your number
four. So that's three. Okay, so Il Molino's. Yeah. Oh God, I can't remember the other two.
Yeah, so for mine, so again, my number one was Tutu Italia. My number two was Cosmic Rays because I wanted to pick a quick service.
Oh, we did quick service too. Cosmic Rays. I like Cosmic Rays. Did I put that on there?
Nope, you didn't have Cosmic Rays. You didn't have any quick service.
Oh, okay.
Yours. For my number three, I had another quick service, which was Docking Bay 7 in Hollywood Studios.
Was Nine Dragons one of mine?
Nine Dragons was. Okay, yes, so Nine Dragons was one of your tied for four.
Okay. So
your number one was Marimoto Asia. Number two was Il Molino's. Number five was House of Blues. Number four, you had tied for two. Nine Dragons was one of them.
Something else.
So you're just missing your number three and your other tie for number four.
Okay.
I will say number four, you said you just couldn't pick between two restaurants in Epcot. So you said you said you had two restaurants in Epcot you really loved. So that's where you kind of
talked
about
Via Napoli.
Yep, Via Napoli. Yeah.
I like that. I like Via Napoli.
Yes, yeah, so you tied Nine Dragons and Via Napoli.
Via Napoli. So I'm just missing number three.
Yeah. And then my number four was Rainforest Cafe in Animal Kingdom, just because I love Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, yeah. I like Rainforest Cafe. Yeah. I especially like eating at the bar.
Yeah, I specifically picked the one in Animal Kingdom, but there is one in Disney Springs.
Oh, Yak and
well.
Yeti's has to be one of mine.
It's not Yak and Yeti's, no.
Wow, how'd I miss Yak and Yeti's?
Once you know it is, you'd be like, oh, yeah, for sure. I love that place.
I give up.
Yeah, your number three was Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do like that one.
Yeah, so that was kind of our top fives in that first restaurant that we talked about, or that first podcast that we talked about.
I do like that one. Like I said, sometimes, you know, there's so much swimming in your head when you say that.
I know. Well, it is hard to limit it down, and that's why we started doing rankings for other parks. Gotcha. Like, we were like, let's rank just in this park.
Let's just stay in one place.
Just in this place. Yeah, because it's hard.
Well, when you think about it, when you look on their menu, like their thing of dining restaurant, what is it, like 120 restaurants along Disney or something?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
120 restaurants to pick food from. The joke is that half the time I'm like, no, I don't want to eat there. No, I don't want to eat there. No, I don't want to eat there.
Well, we also limit ourselves too, because we don't really do character dining personally.
No.
Yeah, we're not into character dining, so that eliminates a lot of restaurants.
Yes.
We don't eat buffet style. That also eliminates restaurants.
We'd rather just sit down and
relax.
Yeah,
we don't really eat family style. That eliminates
more.
We like all.
And I have to say that I try when we go on vacation to offset.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to eat Italian food two nights in a row. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to eat hamburgers two nights in a row. I don't want to eat a big heavy meal in one of the nicer restaurants where you eat a heavier meal and then the next day do the same thing. We're not big eaters.
Yeah.
So the thing is that
we're not big sit down and have one huge meal eaters.
Yes.
We tend to graze throughout the day.
Yes, we like to sit down for dinner, only because after walking all day in the parks and whatever, especially my husband Joe, we like to go someplace and just know that we're going to go someplace and sit down and have dinner.
Yeah.
Where people are not jumping all over you. You're trying to eat off a garbage can. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. So we like to go sit down, have a nice, he likes to have a nice glass of wine and a nice dinner. We never eat dessert in those restaurants. Like you said, we get up and we go
in the park.
We go back into the park or go someplace else to have dessert. So I go out of my way to try to offset each restaurant. So when we go, a lot of my favorite restaurants end up being offset by other ones because we don't want to eat all those heavy meals all in a row.
Yeah,
I do a lot
of
work when we go to the park.
it definitely is. But yeah, so we're definitely going to have more restaurant episodes coming up in the future. Literally, I think our next episode after this is going to be ranking some of the restaurants. So we'll definitely be talking about more about restaurants. All right, what do you think our most popular episode is? I already told you actually this before we recorded, but...
Oh, the travel?
The Polynesian Resort.
That's right, because it was me. It was one of mine.
Yeah, so our most popular episodes are our Disney Resort episodes. So right now, that's the Contemporary and the Contemporary Resort.
Which
and the
I also
Resort.
Think people find helpful, because when you're going down there, you don't know exactly from... You see all their advertisements, but you don't really know from a real person what's actually going on down there.
Yeah, so those are most popular. We just posted the Grand Floridian, so that one's still catching up in numbers, but I imagine within a few months that will be across the same numbers as the Contemporary Resort and the Polynesian Resort. The Polynesian is doing better than the Contemporary Resort, which I think is funny. Some other of our popular episodes, one is the Disney 20 Questions game that we played, which I thought was kind of surprising because I think that's such a specific type of game. But yeah, but both of those episodes do fairly well, which I guess people like to play along
play
in
along.
The car or something.
Yeah.
So we're definitely filming another one of those in the future. Our other most popular episode is the recap. So our recap type episode. So our December trip, when we recap that trip.
Right.
That
another thing where people like to hear what's going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I did both of my race recaps for the Disney Marathon and the Half Princess Marathon, those ones were pretty popular.
They're
and also,
informative.
Yeah. And my recap also of Disneyland Paris, which also makes sense too, since Disneyland
Paris.
Because
if I was going to listen, that's what I want to listen to. I want to know real people telling me what's
when
going on.
When I went to Disneyland Paris, I listened to every podcast out there I could find.
I don't particularly, I think that people, even with our ratings of restaurants, I don't particularly pay much attention to people saying, oh, this is the best restaurant in Disney. Because everybody has different taste.
For sure.
What I'm saying is that informative wise, it's telling you sort of what the wait times were, what it took, what the weather was, how tiring it was. That,
And again, everyone does Disney differently.
Yes.
So it's always fun to hear how someone else does Disney. So you can maybe take one or two tips from them and put it into your own trip that would work for you and your family. Another popular episode, well, I'd say these are hit or miss, is our movie reviews. So for instance, Haunted Mansion didn't do as well, but the Wish movie review did very well.
Okay.
So I think that's interesting that it's, some of them I guess it just depends. I guess people didn't know if they want to go see Wish or not. So right, what's the podcast episode? And I guess Haunted Mansion again came out in July, so it wasn't great timing for Haunted Mansion, if I'm being really honest. So yeah, so that one was a bit more of a miss. So we will be doing more movie reviews when Disney comes out with more movies this year. So every movie that Disney will have, like their big releases, we'll definitely be going to see and doing a review for. And I am looking forward to all of the movies this year, so we'll definitely be doing those. Mm-hmm. And our other popular episode was the DVC episode, which again, I feel like makes sense because it's quite informative that a lot of people who don't have DVC aren't familiar with it. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of information packed in that episode that my mom did to kind of talk about why she chose DVC was right for her and our family, and kind of like a little bit about the costs, you know, the decisions of where she picked for the home base, things like that. So that's a great episode if you've ever thought about DVC, or if you're just curious to see like someone else's perspective on buying DVC, basically. Our least popular episode, it's a bit unfair because episodes kind of come and go. Like the ones that are older always have more listens than like our most recent ones, of course, because then people, you know, when they're searching for things, or, you know, they're a little backed up on episodes and podcasts. I know I get backed up too in episodes. It takes you a while to listen. But as of right now, our least popular one with the least amount of downloads is our Disney history for Disney Quest. That one was not a super popular one.
Yes, people aren't interested.
Yeah, not as much interested in the history of
Disney
Quest.
It's not around anymore. Okay, so if they've been there or they haven't been there.
Yeah, I feel like the Disney histories are truly for like the deep cut, you know, like the ones like us who are really interested
in Disney.
It's
fun for us.
Yeah, I want to learn more about Disney. So like that one doesn't attract as many people because, which makes sense. It's not like you can go to Disney Quest. We actually just recently recorded a, now it's already out by the time this one comes out, for the Wonders of Life Pavilion. But again, I imagine too that one won't get as many listens because that's more for like the people who are crazy and like want to know the history of Disney and are interested in Disney, rather than like you can't go to the Wonders of Life Pavilion anymore. No. It doesn't exist. So, but that's okay though. Those ones are more fun for us, I would say.
More memories.
All right. So where are our listeners? So where are all of you? This was really interesting to me because our number one was the US, and our number one location in the US was the, like, I would say like the East Coast, like the Northern East Coast, which is why I think that traveling one would be really interesting. Where do you think our number two country is outside of the US would be?
The UK.
It's not the UK.
Wow. Japan?
Yeah, it's Japan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Japan is our number two. So it goes the US and Japan. Yes. Yeah. Right. So hello to all of our Japanese listeners. Mm-hmm. I was actually surprised to see Japan as number two, but yeah, a lot of people were listening to
And like I said, informative, because if you're all the way in Japan, it's very hard to get information for here. Just like when you're going to the parks in another country, it's hard to get that information as opposed to what's being advertised.
So these next few are kind of tied all around the same types of numbers, but it's Canada, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Russia, and Australia. So all of those kind of have similar numbers all around the board, depending upon, I guess on the day and on the podcast listen. But I thought that was interesting, because I wasn't expecting Sweden and Russia to be on the list. But hello also to all of our international listeners.
Hello.
Now you know we live in, you know, the Upper East Coast.
When we're recording this, I don't think about that. Okay.
Yeah, but people are listening, which is really great. All right, so that was kind of such some of the stats. And now I just have two quick sort of like little games. So first is on our website, for on our Podbean website where you can listen to the podcast, I had originally done some stats that I just made up a year ago when I was making the website. So I thought it would be interesting to see if our answers would still be the same when I had kind of come up with these stats. I didn't even ask my mom these stats. Oh, I literally just put them on the website.
Okay, this is off the top of my head. Okay.
Yeah, so the first is our favorite park. What is your favorite park?
Epcot.
Yeah, so Epcot. I also had Epcot, and that's
what
I
put
for you. You would say Animal Kingdom, maybe?
Yeah, see, Epcot's my favorite park. Animal Kingdom is my favorite ride.
Yeah, so that's
the difference.
Is favorite
I have to be careful
so
when
what's
I
your
say
favorite
that.
Ride?
When I come right out and say Epcot, because Epcot is an all-day thing.
Yes.
You know, there's food, there's, you know, entertainment, there's, you know, rides, there's, you know, relaxing, there's, you know, whatever. Where Animal Kingdom is the safari.
No, for sure.
And
yes,
that is my
next
absolute
favorite ride.
Favorite.
Kilimanjaro Safari.
There are times that, you know, when we've had to pick you up and wait for you or whatever, me and Daddy have gone in I make him get up earlier just to go in and do the safari.
Yes. My favorite ride still to this day is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So again, both of us, our favorite rides are not in our favorite park.
No.
So that's just the way it is sometimes. Mm-hmm. If I could put Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway
in Epcot
or Magic Kingdom, I definitely would. That is my favorite ride though as well. All right. Your favorite restaurant. We kind of just talked about that. Marimoto Asia and Tutto Italia. So that has not changed. Your favorite snack.
Oh, my favorite's Mickey Bar.
Yep. The Mickey Premium Bar.
I was gonna say my Mickey Bar should be it.
So again, I put these
in. I'm not a big
snack
like that. So really, I'm a Mickey Bar. If I'm going to get a snack, it's a Mickey Bar.
What do you think I had put
popcorn.
For myself? No, it's not the popcorn.
Ooh, what was it?
It's the other snack that I get all
pretzel?
The time.
Pretzel?
I never get pretzels.
Rice Krispie Treat.
The Rice Krispie Treat,
Yeah, I consider that breakfast half the time for you. Okay, Rice Krispie Treat.
Well, it's a snack though, technically. Yeah. All right, favorite resort.
Oh, what did I say?
Well, you didn't say anything. I put this myself.
Oh, okay, you put this yourself? I would say that's hard to do. I've never stayed at the Polynesian, but I love the feel of the Polynesian. We've stayed at the Grand Floridian, and I really love the Grand Floridian for the whole ambiance of it. But I really do like my own resort, except that I don't like the decor. They would change
the decor.
I love staying at the Boardwalk because of where it is. So I don't really have a
a favorite?
Well, last year I had put the Polynesian for you. Okay. You just love the Polynesian.
I just love the Polynesian. I love to go to the Polynesian. I love to be at the Polynesian because I just love that.
And you love
atmosphere.
The aesthetic, yeah.
Yes, I love the aesthetic of the tropical feel for me. But every one of those resorts has a draw.
Yeah.
And you know, our home is the Contemporary. If they would just change the decor in the room, I'd be very happy.
Yes. So for myself, I put the Grand Floridian, which is still my favorite resort. We've stayed there once for a long weekend. Still my favorite. And the last thing I had here was favorite character. So I think I did ask you who your favorite character would be, and it took you a long time to decide, but you did tell me a character.
I would say Minnie Mouse.
You didn't say Minnie.
I didn't say Minnie Mouse.
I would probably say, if we were picking the Fab Five, it's always Minnie for me.
Minnie Mouse.
And
right
I often
now.
Say Minnie is my
I'm
favorite
to think
character
what
for
favorite
Disney.
Character would be my character besides Minnie Mouse.
See, I would say
Eeyore.
Yes, you picked Eeyore.
Eeyore.
Yes.
I'm trying to think, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. But see, when I think of Eeyore, when I think of the characters, that's a Winnie the Pooh thing, not a it's Disney, but that's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but it's Winnie the Pooh.
But Eeyore is my, I love Eeyore.
Yeah, you picked Eeyore, and I had Mulan for my.
I channeled through Eeyore.
Yes, we all channeled through Eeyore, that's for sure. Yeah, if I was going to pick, if someone just said to me off the cuff, who's your favorite Disney character, I usually would say Minnie Mouse. Mm-hmm. But then if someone said, who's your favorite princess, I would say Mulan, very quickly. Okay. And then if I had to pick, someone said, who's your favorite Pixar character, that's when it starts to get tricky when you get more specific.
Right.
Or, it depends how specific or how broad you want to make it.
Right.
Because Star Wars is also Disney now, too, and Star Wars is one of my favorite series. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to just say, I don't want to just say, The Mandalorian or Grogu or something like that.
Right, but when you say to me Disney and character, Minnie Mouse jumps right into my head.
Yeah, Minnie does jump for me, too. So, all right. And the last little thing I thought we could do, which is kind of fun. So I never really promote my Etsy shop here on the podcast, but I do have an Etsy shop. That's kind of, I would say, what started this whole thing, is that in the beginning of the pandemic, like many people, we all started doing new hobbies. Mm-hmm. And mine was creating an Etsy shop called Spaceship Earth Design. That is why our Instagram is called Spaceship Earth Design, after my Etsy shop. In my Etsy shop, I sell bridal shower games and baby shower games and other printables like planners and postcards that you can buy the digital copy of the game, and then you can print it out yourself as many times as you like. So you pay, I think it's $2.75 for all of the copies of the games. And again, you can print it on your own. And one of the games I have for in kind of the bridal shower section, so to speak, is Would She Rather. So this is kind of for if a bride was going to be her bridal shower, is Would She Rather. And this is the Disney World version of the game. I do have a non-Disney World version that's just chocolate or vanilla or just more generic things. And then I need to put up the Disneyland version as well, because they often get asked if I have a Disneyland version. Mm-hmm. And I have a Disneyland version. I just keep forgetting to make the listing. But the Disney World version, I thought we could play the game really quickly here. And if you're interested in purchasing this, but the listing is not too expensive on my Etsy. That is always linked in our description as well in the link tree. So you could always go check out the Etsy shop and see what kind of games and what other things that we can play on there. I did think about putting other games into this, but some of the games are honestly kind of hard that I don't think we would get right. So some of the games
when you're
at
a shower
them,
or a baby shower, or a bridal shower, you don't want to think too hard.
And I think they're a bit tricky too for a podcast because they all have word banks. So without the word bank, it's kind of hard, I think, for some of the games. But I thought this one would be fun again, just for, kind of getting to know us a little bit better. So the first here, would you rather Magic Kingdom or Epcot?
Epcot.
Yeah, I would say Epcot as well. Mm-hmm. Would you rather Adventureland or Tomorrowland?
Adventureland.
I would also say Adventureland. I do love Tomorrowland. My mom doesn't like Tomorrowland, but I do like Adventureland a little bit better than Tomorrowland. All right, would you rather Mickey Premium Bar or a Dole Whip?
Oh, Mickey and Premium Bar.
I would also say in the Mickey and Premium Bar. We're not really a Dole Whip family, which is kind of surprising.
They all look really good.
I know. I do love Dole Whip. I think the creaminess of Dole Whip is so great. Mm-hmm. And I do love pineapple as well. So I'm surprised I don't love Dole Whip
more than I do. Gonna have to have one of those this time.
Yeah, I've had one before, but I just don't crave Dole Whip for some reason.
We should get the flight and all three of us will share.
Oh, yeah. We need to get the flights. Yeah, to taste all the flavors for sure. It's funny. So at my office at work, we actually have an ice cream machine, a soft serve ice cream machine.
Oh, wow.
And they just added the Dole Whip flavor, the pineapple vanilla flavor there, which I thought was, we got a whole email about it being new flavor in the ice cream machine, which is really funny. It was a big day in the office that day.
Wow, ice cream.
Yeah, but you can go down, you can get a little soft serve of vanilla or chocolate and they have little cones there for you.
Okay.
I've been working in the office now a month or so. I have not gone down and gotten the ice cream yet, but I do need to go down one day, one afternoon and just get myself a little thing of ice cream. Maybe I'll get the pineapple Dole Whip there and then go to Disney and taste it and compare my work's pineapple Dole Whip and Disney's Dole Whip. So, okay. This one, I'm not sure what you're going to say to, because it's a spaceship or it's Space Mountain or Expedition Everest.
Oh, well, I don't go on either one of those.
Well, I guess if you were thinking of more of the aesthetic and the concept of the ride, which one would you rather?
Spaceship.
No, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. Yeah, I would say Expedition Everest. Yeah. It's this one's a hard one for me because I do love both of these roller coasters.
I used to go on. I've been on both. I have been on both. I just don't go on them anymore.
But I will say, I think Expedition Everest is one of the best roller coasters ever crafted. I just think the whole storyline leading up to Expedition Everest, the whole land leading up to it as well, of like you're introduced to this idea of the Yeti, of what it is. You see the mountain, you're kind of walking slowly towards it. The whole land really preps you. The queue really preps you. There's a whole storyline and backstory. I just think it's such a well-crafted and well-thought-out ride that I just love it. I just love that whole area. I just think it's just so well done. Okay, Pandora or Galaxy's Edge?
Oh, God. Pandora.
Yeah, I was going to say, my mom loves Flight of Passage, so I guess it has to be Pandora. I would say
Never
Galaxy.
Thought it was going to be my favorite, but it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to say Galaxy's Edge because I do love Star Wars. Okay, Via Napoli or Mama Melrose's?
We've never eaten in Mama Melrose.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I'd say Via Napoli because I do enjoy Via Napoli.
Yeah, I like Via Napoli too. Mm-hmm. I had picked this because I was trying to pick two restaurants that you could compare. So these are two Italian restaurants that are very popular that people could compare. So that's how I came up with this. If you can't tell, I made this up. All of this is made up by me when I made this game a couple years ago. Okay, Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios?
Oh, for me, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I would also say Animal Kingdom. I also love Hollywood Studios, but I do love Animal Kingdom more. The Magic Kingdom Resorts or the Epcot Resorts?
Oh, well, see, that's another one that's kind of hard to say.
This is hard as well, yes.
It's tied. I can't tell you which one I would rather. I'd say probably the...
Because I think it depends on what kind of trip you're going to have too. Because if you're at the Magic Kingdom Resorts, you're on the monorail. You're definitely going to Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. You're taking the monorail to Epcot. Whereas the Epcot Resorts have a different feel because then you're walking into Epcot. You could walk into Hollywood Studios.
There's different restaurants. There's different feel outside at night.
You have the Skyliner to get to the Riviera and some of the other resorts.
And you have the boardwalk to go out and hang out. And I think I like the Epcot Resort, the Magic Kingdom Resort area.
Yes, I would agree. I do like the Epcot Resort area, that overall boardwalk area better. I always wish that's
where my home resort was.
Yes.
But like I said, when I bought, they were not available. So I could
If you could pick one of those three resorts that have DVC, either the boardwalk, the beach club, or the yacht club, which of the three would you pick?
I like the boardwalk.
You pick the boardwalk?
Yeah, I think I like the boardwalk, even though the beach club and yacht club look very interesting and very whatever. I like the feel of the
boardwalk. I would pick the
boardwalk
as well, honestly.
I like going into their lobby. I like the whole feel of the boardwalk.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I do the boardwalk as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, Flight of Passage or Slinky Dog Dash?
I've never been on Slinky Dog Dash, but believe me, Flight of Passage would way surpass it.
Yeah, I also pick Flight of Passage. I do love Flight of Passage.
I know people love their Slinky Dog Dash.
Yes, I did love Slinky Dog Dash. I have been on it once. I tend to not go on it because the line is so long, and I don't love it enough to wait on an hour to an hour and a half long line. That's the only reason. But I do like Slinky Dog Dash. It is a fun, cute little coaster. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Flight of Passage is just such a fun experience for sure. Okay, would you rather shop Main Street USA or shop World of Disney?
I like Main Street USA.
Yeah, I would say Main Street USA too.
I just like the feel of it.
Yeah, it's hard not to beat being in the park too. Okay, next up is Ohana or California Grill. For this one, I was trying to pick two like luxury type of places to eat.
As much as I've eaten at the California Grill, I think I would pick Ohana.
Yeah.
And we've eaten at both of them.
Yes, I think I would agree as well. I think I would also pick Ohana. I think Ohana definitely has a different type of menu that I think I prefer over California Grill. And I think the atmosphere of Ohana is super fun, super festive. You know, I think
I know it gets mixed reviews. Sometimes people love it. Sometimes people hate it. We have not been there in years. You were young.
Yeah,
when
it's very
we
hard
went
to
there.
Get a reservation at Ohana and California Grill too. Right. But Ohana is definitely so. Would you rather meet the Fab Five, so like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, or meet the princesses?
Princesses.
I think I would do the princesses too, but I don't know because I do like meeting the Fab Five as well. I love meeting. I will say we're not character people. We've never been a character family. We don't really wait online to meet the characters. We don't look forward to meeting the characters.
We walk past them and see them and get you know, we comment or like you know like
to
look.
I like to wave and I say hi to them, but we don't have like big experiences.
No, don't
the
need to go and
not really
a
into
character.
That. But I do like meeting Mickey and Minnie. I do think it's fun to like see them and seeing like you know when you're like pantomiming with them. I do think that's fun as well. So all right, and last here my would she rather, but here we're just doing would you rather. Fireworks show or Fantasmic?
Oh, that's funny because I've seen Fantasmic years and years ago, but fireworks show. I love the fireworks show.
I would also pick a fireworks show. I remember when I was making this, it was hard because I knew that the shows in the parks were going to change. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to do a Happily Ever After versus like Illuminations because I knew they were changing.
I understand that. Yeah.
That's why I ended up just doing generic fireworks show versus Fantasmic.
I just love fireworks. So, I mean, they do have some fireworks on Fantasmic, but it's not the same. I love fireworks. So,
I love fireworks as well. Yeah, but so yeah, if you would like to purchase this game, go on the Etsy shop for sure. And if you want to customize any of this, send me a message on Etsy. I customize all games, whatever you want the game change to be, the lines to be different. If you want the color of the Mickey in the background to be different, they can be fully customizable. So yeah, just send me a message on that. Yeah, but that was kind of what I had to celebrate a little bit of our 1 year anniversary. I can't believe it's been 1 year.
Doing this for a year.
I know, right? But we do have some Disney news, so we can transition a bit into some of our Disney news. news. Just give me 1 second. So for this Disney news, we have been pre-recording episodes recently. So this Disney news is actually all going to pertain to Disneyland Tokyo because in our last episode, we kind of did all the Disney news in present day. So again, because this is pre-recorded. Yeah, so because this episode is a little bit pre-recorded, I thought we could do some of the Disney news in Disneyland Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on in Disneyland Tokyo. That's for sure. So first up, this is all kind of based around Fantasy Springs. So Disneyland Tokyo is currently working on a large area called Fantasy Springs that's going to combine a lot of other smaller lands within this like overall land, so to speak. So they have announced, I think we all kind of knew about the Frozen Land that was coming to Disneyland Tokyo mm-hmm. because Hong Kong Disneyland has just kind of opened up Arendelle.
Right.
Disneyland Tokyo is also doing their own version of Arendelle. They are opening up a counter service restaurant called the Royal Banquet of Arendelle. This restaurant's going to feature foods like Oaken's Yuhu Bread. This will be a variation of a cardamom roll, which is a Scandinavian specialty. It's going to be a fluffy cardamom bread filled with Scandinavian style spiced meat, accented with Laigun berry jam. Mm. So that's kind of what was listed there. And then other Scandinavian type foods. I thought this was so interesting because I think Disney is such a great example of being able to see other cultures in your home, in your backyard without having to go there. If you live in Tokyo, it's like the chances of you maybe going to Scandinavia could be quite slim. So now you have a chance to taste Scandinavian food in Tokyo. And I think that's so great. Mm. And I think that's just another reason why I love Disney in that sense. So yeah, so that was a big thing that they were opening up that new counter service restaurant. I think before this, we knew the land was opening, but we didn't really know what was going to be in the land. Another thing they were opening is the whole Rapunzel themed area. So they have announced that they're opening two Rapunzel themed rides and a Rapunzel restaurant. Oh, sorry. One Rapunzel themed ride and one Rapunzel themed restaurant that will be in this overall Rapunzel land. The Rapunzel's Lantern Festival. It will be a boat style water ride that leads to the annual Lantern Festival. It's taking place during the movie, kind of between the scenes of when Rapunzel gets out of the tower and then like going to the actual festival herself. Yeah, the concept art looks so beautiful, honestly. And
yeah, I did see some of it.
Boat ride is going to end again when you're like surrounded by all the lanterns. I think that is so beautiful and such a beautiful concept, honestly. That is one of my favorite scenes in all of Disney movies. That's one of my favorites. Every time in Happily Ever After, when you see the lanterns rise on the castle, I cry every time because that's one of my favorite scenes. I just love it so much. So I hope I'm assuming that's going to be a great success in Disneyland Tokyo, that they were able to squeeze that somewhere into Magic Kingdom.
Well, they have room in Magic Kingdom, so maybe they could squeeze it back there somewhere.
They need to expand past the Tangled Toilets and
put that behind it.
Yeah, behind It's a Small World. That's what we need is the Rapunzel's Lantern Festival.
Yeah, Rapunzel ride. That would be cool.
And they were also adding the Snuggly Duckling, which will be a counter service restaurant featuring, it kind of said like American style bar food. So it's kind of just be like bar food, but it looks like it's all going to be kind of around, again, that American style. So nothing too crazy there. But I mean, like the Snuggly Duckling is, of course, the restaurant that they have that big song in Rapunzel. So that'll be fun to see that also in person. And also in Disneyland Tokyo, they're adding Peter Pan's Neverland. So this is going to be a Neverland type of area in the overall Fantasy Springs.
Yeah, they are doing a lot.
And this area will have two new rides. So Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure will be, I say in quotes, an epic adventure through Neverland to rescue John from Captain Hook and the other pirates. And the other ride will be Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies, where you'll explore the Fair Valley and its changing seasons. There wasn't much information on this ride, but it does look kind of interesting.
Now we know why they're so busy doing something else.
Oh, for sure. They're definitely adding to Disneyland Tokyo, that's for sure. And the other restaurant they're adding is called Lookout Cookout, which will be a counter service restaurant where you're basically on like a shipwrecked, washed ashore. So it's going to be kind of like a shipwreck type theming. And they say there's going to be a play area as well in like the ship for kids as well. So I thought that was kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminded me of like the old McDonald's when you go to McDonald's and there's like a play area attached to it. When I read that, that's the first thing I thought of, which I thought was kind of funny. But yeah, so a lot coming to Disneyland Tokyo, which is really exciting. I would love to go to Disneyland Tokyo. Mm-hmm. That's one of my number one spots. I'd love to go. I mean, like I said, I'd love to go to Shanghai Disneyland and Disneyland Tokyo. Those are like kind of the two I want to go to. Not that I didn't want to go to Disneyland Hong Kong as well, but out of the three that I haven't been to, that one's probably on the bottom. But yeah, but a lot coming to Disneyland Tokyo. So it'll be exciting to see when these open and what they look like. There was no necessarily like hard open dates of like when this is all going to be finished. I just know a lot of it is in construction right now as we speak. So I would assume within the next year to 2 years, a lot of this will be open and probably done. Yeah, assuming everything goes to plan. So I guess we'll see. All right, and now for some Disney birthdays. We have no Disney birthdays this week, but we do have some real life birthdays. The first is on March 30th. My cousin's child, Olivia, will be turning one. So
one
happy birthday to Olivia. And I also just want to shout out that on March 31st is Easter. So happy Easter to everyone who celebrates Easter this year. I am actually hosting Easter.
Yes, we're going to Amanda's for dinner.
This is the first time
I've ever hosted a
holiday.
I'm so excited. I don't have to cook. I'm going to my daughter's for Easter.
The first time I've ever hosted a holiday for my family before. So I'm super excited. I'm hosting Easter this year. So we're going to have a blast. So happy Easter to anyone else who's celebrates Easter. I don't know when Passover is, so I apologize, but no, I think Passover is often close to when Easter is. So happy Passover to those who are also celebrating Passover. And that leads us to our final segment of the podcast, which is a Disney memory. So do you have a Disney memory for today's
Disney
podcast?
Memory.
I can go first here. I would say my Disney memory is me trying so hard to convince you to start a podcast and you just being so reluctant to do it.
Well, yes, if we want to do that as a memory, I can tell you that too. When Amanda said, let's do a podcast together. Amanda, I'm not doing a podcast. I hate my voice. I hate my laugh. I hate anything about it. Why would I want to put myself on a microphone, okay? So that people can just listen to me.
But and then your episodes are the most popular episodes.
Because people want to know the information. I'm giving them, like I said, the informative information because of the different experiences.
Well, people often will say they love your accent too because you have quite the New York
accent. Yes, because as we say, I live at the Jersey Shore now, but I was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Accent is still here. And a lot of, like I said, I have to say, I got to give kudos to Amanda because she does all of the prep for this. Other than the episodes that are mine for the deep dive into the DVC or the hotels, Amanda does all the prep for this. She does all the notes. She does all the editing. She does all the, you know, marketing. She puts everything out there. I just kind of, she says, Mom, this is what we're going to do. Make notes. I make one page of notes. I can't even read half the stuff I wrote on it. And then everything comes off the top of my head, but that's my personality. Mm-hmm. We have two different personalities, and my personality is it's off the top of my head. So I do make my notes so that I know what I'm talking about, but at the same time, I'm thinking while I'm doing it. So I have to say she does a really great job of doing all the background work to do these.
No, but that's why I told her too. I was just like, when I was starting, I said, Mom, I promise you, all you have to do is roll up to the microphone and then roll back out, and I can handle the rest.
Yes. And like I said, I do the deep dive for the hotels, which is so funny because when I do them, I don't use a computer either. I do a handwritten.
Yeah, she does all her hand.
So mine are usually, when I do the hotels, we're up to like 8, 9, 10 pages, and I'm doing inserts, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and, you know, 3.5 hours sitting at the kitchen table to look up all the stuff and do all the things, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a lot of work.
No, it definitely can be a lot of work, yes. But it is the help that my mom does.
So just so you know, she does work hard to get this podcast done. It is not off the top of her head.
Yes, but I do remember, like, when we were on that trip after the marathon, or after the half marathon, when I finally convinced you that, like, we could do it, and I was like, I'm so excited. This is it. I don't want to do this for years. So if you go on our YouTube channel, if you listen on YouTube, I do vlog our Disney trips as well. I started that in 2019. Mm-hmm. In 2019, that's kind of when I wanted to start the podcast as well. So it took a couple years to convince
my mom. Which also drives, it drives me crazy too, because she's always on the video, and I do not like being on the video. So I've got to try to be, if she's looking forward, I've got to be behind her. If she's looking backwards on herself, I've got to be in front of her. It's kind of hard to do.
These are our memories. And that's the thing though. Like, one day I rewatch everything. I re-listen to stuff. Yes. And this is my memories too. And I love having all these memories.
I told her the rule is she can't catch me from the back going up a hill.
Yeah. Like if I could, like, I think too, like if I could have memories of like grandma or like great grandma to like look back on, I think that would be so amazing to see great grandma, you know, going to Disney. I mean, like, I guess Disney World didn't exist when she was alive, but grandma going to Disney World, you know? Yes. So it's like my kids will definitely watch these videos one day. I think that's so cool that like, look at all our memories that we have. So that's why I love it. And that's why I love doing this podcast. And I also want just to say thank you to everyone who listens, you know, we do this podcast for ourselves, but it is great that other people want to listen in and hear kind of what we have to say and share our Disney thoughts or our Disney memories.
Like I said, our thoughts are our thoughts. We don't expect anybody to feel the same or
just our opinions
agree with us or whatever. We just, this is what we are.
No, for sure. Yeah, but thank you so much for listening. I can't believe it's been 1 year. So here is to another year of podcasts. So exciting. The only episode we really missed, although it wasn't really missed, we like planned to take the break during Christmas week. And that's usually the main week a lot of people tend to take breaks during. So we will probably take a break during that again. But yeah, let me tell you, the reason why we're pre-recording is so we don't miss a week
Going, we'll be down at Disney in May. So.
But thank you so much again for listening. Make sure you leave us a review wherever you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I will always have our dedicated Instagram post to each episode, so always comment on this Instagram post any thoughts you may have, any other future episodes that you want to do or want us to cover. And we're always here, we're always looking forward to more episodes.
Another year to go.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you.